With KQNK, today is Wednesday, March 1st. Currently with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.88. The dew point is 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Kansas City police officers were executing a search warrant Tuesday night when a shootout happened with the suspect. Three Kansas City officers were shot, but non-life-threatening injuries. That investigation is continuing. North Central Kansas Technical College students have been awarded at state leadership conferences. JP Bizette has more.
NCK Tax Information Technology Program just came back from competing in the State Leadership Conference for Business Professionals of America in Wichita. The organization helps students prepare for business, computer, web, design, and office jobs. The students brought home 9 first places, 2 second places, and 5 top 10 finishes. Now they're eligible to compete at the National Leadership Conference in Anaheim in late April.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Galena Police are investigating a man's death after remains were found Monday near 11th Street and Wood Street. Galena Police said the remains were badly decomposed and an identification has not been made. An autopsy is scheduled and the investigation is ongoing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson announced that Kansans who purchase certain financial instruments from MoneyGram that were never cashed will soon be able to claim those through the Kansas Unclaimed Property Program following a ruling on Tuesday by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a unanimous opinion, the court found that agent checks and teller's checks issued by MoneyGram fall under the Federal Disposition of Abandoned Money Orders and Traveler's Checks Act, and when left unclaimed, must be remitted to the unclaimed property systems of the state in which they were purchased. MoneyGram and the state of Delaware had argued that these instruments did not fall under that act, and the company had been remitting the unclaimed payments to the state of Delaware, where it's incorporated. Johnson said this ruling is a win for Kansans whose unclaimed checks were being improperly held in the Delaware unclaimed property system. He said they'll work to ensure this unclaimed property is promptly transferred to the state of Kansas and begin the work of returning that money to Kansans. Kansas was one of more than 20 states that filed the original action case against the state of Delaware in 2016, seeking the return of the funds. The case was originally filed by former Attorney General Derek Schmidt with the support of former State Treasurer Ron Estes. The Attorney General's office represented Kansas in the briefing on the case. A 2016 estimate determined that Delaware was holding more than $1.78 million in unclaimed MoneyGram checks that were purchased in Kansas. The court has ordered the case back to a special master to implement its ruling, including determining the exact amounts owed to each state. During the first week of sales earlier this month, over $8 million was spent on recreational marijuana in Missouri and another $4 million on medical. For medical marijuana advocates across the state lines in Kansas, it's a sign of what could be. Missouri, Colorado, and potentially Oklahoma could all have recreational marijuana laws by next week if voters in Oklahoma pass State Question 820. By contrast, Kansas is one of only a couple of states with no laws allowing marijuana use. On Wednesday and Thursday this week, the Kansas Senate Committee on Federal and State Affairs will hold 2 days of informational hearings on medical marijuana legalization, and it's the first hearing on the topic this session. Senator Aletha Faust-Godeau, the ranking Democrat on Fed and State, says that it's taken this long to get a hearing this session because of the committee having a new chairman. She said with potentially three states around Kansas having recreational marijuana, there is motivation to get things done, even if the session is halfway over, as a bill can be drafted quickly and introduced and debated before the session is over. On Tuesday, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services announced $66 million has been made available through the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee and State Finance Council to close service gaps in the continuum of care by addressing statewide shortages of health and behavioral health services and the state's increasing demand for a well-trained healthcare workforce. The funds approved by the State Finance Council in December are available to service providers, educational institutions, local units of government, and nonprofit organizations to specifically address three program areas: expansion of healthcare facilities, expanding the reach of current service providers, and workforce training expansion. The Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services Deputy Secretary of Hospitals and Facilities, Scott Bruner, said the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services is excited to put these funds to use in communities across Kansas to meet the needs of people with mental illness, disabilities, and long-term care needs. Applicants must specify which of the following three program areas their proposals address, which are Program 1, the expansion of healthcare facilities, Program 2, the expand reach of current service providers, or Program 3, the workforce training expansion. The Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services application process is now open, with submissions closing March 17th at 5 p.m., and the awards will be announced on March 29th. More information about the funding opportunity and the complete request for application can be found on the Kansas Department for Aging and Disabilities website at kdads.ks.gov/funding-opportunities. In Nebraska news, debate over constitutional carry is scheduled to begin at the Nebraska State Capitol today, Wednesday, March 1st, and is expected to draw a big crowd. Legislative Bill 77 would allow Nebraskans to carry a concealed handgun without a permit, while also removing other restrictions that opponents fear will put everyone at risk. Supporters have been calling on as many people as possible to make sure they're seen and heard by state senators this week, and that includes the Nebraska Firearm Owners Association, which says board members will be in the balcony during all three of the days the debate is expected to last. They said everyone can help stop the filibuster by Democrats and any other attempts to kill this measure. Just last week, one of the bill's biggest critics dropped its opposition. The Omaha Police Officers Association said it was okay with losing city gun ordinances, with Lincoln also having one in place, and the change in stance comes after a new amendment was added to LB 77. The amendment would increase penalties for any prohibited person caught carrying a concealed gun who doesn't immediately tell officers they have a weapon, and it would also allow penalties to be enhanced in cases involving domestic violence and resisting arrest if a concealed gun is involved. Senators are due at the state capitol at 9 a.m. Lincoln police reported that a man was taken into custody twice in the same night for driving while under the influence of alcohol. At around 9:45 p.m. on Monday, 26-year-old Joshua Steckley was pulled over near 27th and E Streets in a traffic stop. That stop ended with Steckley being taken into custody on suspicion of DUI, and his blood alcohol content was 0.145. Police said that he was cited and turned over to someone sober who drove him home. About 4 hours later, driving the same car, Steckley crashed into a fence near 59th and Holdridge Streets. An official said Steckley was still intoxicated and blew a 0.204 blood alcohol content. Steckley's car was the only one involved in the crash, and he was transported to jail, where he was cited on suspicion of DUI, negligent driving, and having no insurance. Two Merritt County residents are in jail after a pursuit through Central City. According to a post on the Merritt County Sheriff's Facebook page, 33-year-old Lacey Randall was arrested for felony false imprisonment, accessory to a felony, flight to avoid arrest, as well as misdemeanor obstructing a police officer and willful reckless driving. 31-year-old Tanner Peterson was arrested for obstructing a police officer and violating a protection order. The Facebook post indicates that a Merritt County deputy sheriff attempted a traffic stop just after midnight on Thursday morning on 15th Road, just west of Central City. The vehicle continued into Central City through a residential yard, and the passenger of the vehicle attempted to flee on foot but was arrested by the deputy. The vehicle's driver continued the chase until arrested by a Central City police officer. Both Randall and Peterson were taken to the Merritt County Jail. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will host its next public meeting at noon on March 9th at the Ramada Hotel and Convention Center in Topeka. The meeting will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, the approval of past minutes, and public comment on non-agenda items. Commissioners will then hear the Secretary's orders for deer season permit quotas for 2023 before discussing and voting on proposed regulation changes that include KAR 115.89 for camping, where staff are recommending reducing the number of consecutive camping days allowed at state fishing lakes and wildlife areas from 14 to 7 days. The change would not affect state parks, and managers at state fishing lakes and wildlife areas would still have the discretion to post their campgrounds or issue a permit allowing a 14-day camping if warranted. KAR 115.823, bait hunting. Staff are recommending that adding language to the existing regulation that would prohibit placing bait on department lands and walk-in hunting access and IWIHA properties for all activities. This change would not apply to licensed fur harvesters as permitted in KAR 115.51. KAR 115.825 for trail game cameras and other devices, where staff are recommending a new regulation that would prohibit the use of trail game cameras on department lands and walk-in hunting access, IWIHA properties. However, this new regulation would not apply to mapping systems and programs. For the purpose of the regulation, the definition of a trail game camera would be any remote motion activated or infrared camera where the shutter is activated by sound triggers, proximity sensation, radio transmitters, or the self-timer built into the camera. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update and general discussion period. Commissioners will then hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. Before adjourning, commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually by Zoom, and virtual participants may access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on April 27th at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, is open to applications from qualifying parents and guardians of Kansas students. KEEP provides a $1,000 award per student to pay for various educational goods and services that promote learning recovery and facilitate academic enrichment opportunities. Governor Kelly said the program will provide Kansas students with new opportunities and resources to help them thrive in the classroom, and she encourages all families that qualify to apply for KEEP. KEEP funds may be used on various enrichment and educational activities, however, the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. Eligibility for KEEP funds is determined by financial need, and students whose household income is less than 185% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible. The funds will be distributed to actively enrolled K-12 Kansas students between the ages of 5 and 18. Families can learn if they qualify, apply for the program, read the full handbook of rules and instructions, and browse the marketplace of qualified service providers at keep.ks.gov. Program participants will have access to a web and mobile app for using their awarded funds, and subject to funding availability, future waves of funding may be provided with expanded household income eligibility parameters. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a bridge replacement project on K-181 in Osborne County starting on Friday, March 10th. The crews will be replacing the bridge spanning Twin Creek, which is located approximately 5 miles south of Downs, and K-181 will be closed to traffic at the bridge during the project. Motorists should follow the signed detour on US 24, US 281, and K-18. The new bridge is expected to open to traffic in November of 2023, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. A celebration of life for Louis Roberts, 87, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. today, Wednesday, March 1st, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and a private family burial will be at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County EMS or the Ellis County EMS and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be grilled chicken sandwich, French fries, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheese pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the Norton Junior High School cheer tryout practice, and at 2:23 p.m., a SAD meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, we can expect increasing clouds with a high near 50 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. For tonight, snow showers are likely, mainly after 5 a.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 24 and breezy tonight with an east wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60% with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Thursday, rain and snow showers will be likely before 3 p.m., then snow showers will be likely between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then a chance of rain showers after 4 p.m. It should be cloudy on Thursday with a high near 36 and a northeast wind around 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70% with new snow accumulation of around an inch possible. And on Thursday night, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 9 p.m., then a chance of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 21, and the chance of precipitation on Thursday night is 40%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers before noon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 47. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 60. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 52. And on Tuesday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 64%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.88. The dew point is 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs have a lot of decisions to make this offseason about how their roster shall be constructed, and while most of the focus has been on Orlando Brown and his free agency decisions and Chris Jones and a potential contract extension for him, there's been also some new rumblings about L'Jarius Sneed and if the Chiefs might need to consider trading Sneed as he enters free agency coming up after this season. And Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka and gave his thoughts.
A second is probably realistic. I mean, remember, if you know a year from now you let him walk and he signs a free agent deal, there's a pretty good chance you're getting a third in exchange and there. So yeah, I mean, I think your minimum would have to absolutely be a second. I wouldn't trade him myself. I mean, I think that's actually a guy that you look at trying to lock up rather than the trade. But we will see. I mean, she's got two rookies in that category from the 2020 draft class that are in the, you know, you probably either trade, you know, resign, or you're walking after that year, and Willie Gay's the other one.
Gay in sports.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at UnitedWay.com?
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a weak disturbance tracking across portions of northern South Dakota and southern North Dakota, with a stronger disturbance over the central part of California. A weak cold front is already now in eastern Nebraska into the Oklahoma Panhandle and is associated with some gusty northwest winds behind it. Our next storm system is going to be this low-pressure system now in California that will make its way into the desert southwest tonight and by tomorrow morning, and eventually into the southern plains. Exactly how far north or south it tracks will determine how much snow we see. It looks like now chances are going to be on the lower end, with better weather ahead for the weekend. Clouding up today with a high in the mid-40s. In northwest Kansas, a winter storm watch in effect there tonight into tomorrow. For north central Kansas, sunny today with a high in the mid-50s. In northeastern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s today. Southwestern Kansas, cooler with a high in the mid-50s. Low 60s in south-central Kansas. Sunny and dry with a high in the mid-60s as well in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather, Dan Holliday. Now, both the live cattle and feeder cattle posted similar gains as traders wait for further fundamentals to surface. Hogs continue to struggle with April and May contracts and were unable to close slightly higher. Packers were not as aggressive on Tuesday, with cash slightly lower. Early this morning, corn was trading up half a cent, a quiet start after plunging into its lowest close in 6 months on Tuesday. Now May soybeans are trading up 10 cents early this morning a modest bounce after Tuesday's 33¾-cent drop. For wheat, Kansas City wheat is still trading up a cent early today, a slight show of support with prices still holding above $8. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.